From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. When it comes to planning for spring break, Fort Lauderdale or the beaches of Cancun hold an almost irresistible appeal for college students, especially those who slog through classes in the snow belt. But one student at Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa, decided to follow a less traveled path. Instead of basking in the sun, Skylar Bartels decided to spend his spring break living under the fluorescent lights at his local Walmart. Skylar Bartels is a writing major, and he thought a round-the-clock stint at a giant retail store would make for a pretty good story. So he joins us now to share his tale. Skylar, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
At spring break at the local Walmart. Where did you get that idea?
It spawned, as many college-level ideas of this nature do, from just random, you know, what-if conversations. Wouldn't it be funny if? How long could you survive at? Etc. Until I actually started talking about it with my father and my mother back home, who were like, don't you have spring break coming up? And from there, it just kind of rolled until I ended up at the Walmart.
So what was the idea? Was there a question you sought to answer, a thesis that you wanted to prove?
Not originally. I think that the interesting thing is most of the stuff that I found out that I wanted to learn or would learn only came to mind as I was in the Walmart. There's a lot of levels of diversity at a local Walmart. When you go to a mall or you're out on like a busier street, you know there are people around, but you never really stop and like look around and see, you know, what kind of different people you have, different age groups, gender. Sometimes you can tell religion just based on clothing or race, etc. And at that point, when you seriously know you're going to be at a Walmart for more than 24 hours in one time, you actually start to look around and notice who the people are.
So how did you spend your time? How did you fight off boredom?
I was actually rarely bored. Walmart has an extensive electronics department where they have like video game consoles, PlayStations, and Xboxes and stuff like that set up for you to play while you're there. I played a boxing game, Fight Night. They had Chicken Little running 24/7, so I caught that at least five times total.
The movie Chicken Little.
Oh, yeah, the Disney film. That was what I spent most of the time in the electronics department doing. I didn't want to spend too long in any one place because I didn't alert Walmart ahead of time out of fear that they would say no for whatever reason. So they had no idea I was there.
So how long before the jig was up?
It was at about the 41-hour mark. They froze my account because you can only use a debit card so many times from one location within a 24-hour period. So at about 1 in the morning, I had no money. And I was waiting for my brother. I just wanted like $10, just, you know, for a breakfast. I was waiting for him up at the front of the store, and I noticed a couple of the greeters talking and pointing and looking in my general direction. And somebody, I think it was a shift manager, walked up to me very politely, was like, you've been here for a while. Can I help you find anything? Didn't I see you in such and such department like 5 hours ago? At which point I was like, I think these guys are starting to get on to me, hungry, out of money. I was done at that point.
What did you learn at the end of this experiment? Did you have any kind of great philosophical epiphany while you were there in the lawn and garden section?
Like I said, I wasn't going in there expecting to get any kind of real information out of it originally. So I think any of the stuff I picked up on the social aspects of it, like who comes in at what hour, where do they go, who's buying what, was well worth the effort.
Skylar Bartels, all the best to you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Skylar Bartels is a writing major from Drake University. He was speaking to us about his spring break experiment. He lived round the clock for almost 2 days at a local Walmart store.